Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 564. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. And if you have a minute, please fill out the survey in the podcast notes or in the email you received. Okay, so today I wanted to discuss something that I recently covered in a class, and that is the first six words of the Shemona Esrei. The first six words of the Shemona Esrei are Hashem, Sefasai, Tiftach, Ufi Agit Tehillasecha. Hashem, open my lips and my mouth, not only my sfasayim, my lips, but also my fi, my mouth, should be yagid tehillasecha, should or will declare your praise. Now this is actually before the Shemona Esrei begins, before we begin any of those brachos, and ostensibly it is a prayer to be able to pray properly. But I wanted to discuss this, the origins of it, and the reasons behind it. And so, we have a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos teaches us that one of the most important things that we do each morning when we daven is be somech geula l'tfila, to say the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Ba'al Yisrael immediately before we daven Shemona Esrei. And there are a variety of reasons that are offered for that. One of the reasons that I prefer is, you know, you can't realize or really speak to God and ask God to be involved in your life, to be able to provide you with things, if you don't believe that God is a God who does involve himself in the world's affairs and in our existence. The lesson with which the Jewish people learned that lesson is, of course, Geulas Mitzrayim, the redemption from Egypt. And so that always becomes our symbol, our story, our formative story in understanding how God involves himself in the world. And so we mentioned that immediately before we daven, so much so that there's a discussion about whether or not you could even interrupt to separate in any way between Geula, redemption, and Tefillah. And so the Gemara discusses exactly how we do this, and it says when it comes to Mariv, there is a question. How do we somech Geula Tefillah? How do we put the two of them together? How are they juxtaposed? If we say the paragraph of Hashkivenu, to which the Gemara answers, no, Hashkivenu is part of Geula. It's Geula Arichta Damya. It's like a lengthened Geula. So we say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, and then go into that next paragraph. And then the Gemara says that you must understand this way, because otherwise, how would you understand why Rabbi Yochanan says we have to say Hashem Sosai Tiftach? Hashem Sosai Tiftach, Ufi Agit Tehillasecha comes right before the Tefillah. How could that be? It's an interruption. And so is the Gemara, because these six words are actually Kitfila Arichta Danya. They are like a lengthened Tefillah. So some part of these six words are very significant, so that they really act as an introduction to prayer. So I want to just share three ideas, three understandings of what we are praying for when we are praying to pray, and hopefully we'll be able to understand it a little bit better, and it'll elevate our prayers as well. So one understanding is the understanding of Rav Soloveitchik. He says that the first thing that we need to do when we come to pray is understand what we really need. We pray here for the ability to discern and to differentiate what is important and what is not important. We already have a Shemona Esrei that has been composed for us. We have a text, so we don't really need help in the articulation of words, but we need help in the articulation of thoughts when we consider what it is we are praying for. That is Rav Soloveitchik's idea. We need to know, or at least comprehend, what we're praying for, and so we pray for the ability for proper discernment so that we pray for the right things, things that are truly constructive for us, and not things that, God forbid, are damaging for us. That's one perspective. Another perspective is a perspective that's brought by the Avudraham. He considers it similar to a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei is La'adam ma'archei lev u'me'ashem ma'ane lashon, and that might sound familiar. It says La'adam, it is for man to arrange his feelings, but eloquent speech is a godly gift. And that godly gift, one might understand as kavana, intent, meaning I might say the words, but I might not really be thinking or considering the meaning of what I'm saying. And this line is very famously said in the Achila prayer in the beginning of the Avoda and Yom Kippur, the beginning of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros in Rosh Hashanah, and the Chazaras Hashatz. The Chazan has a very long introduction, which really doesn't begin here. This is when we open the Aron and make a huge deal about it, but it really begins a page or two earlier, depending on your Machzor, with Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosenu Heye Impi Piyosh Luchei Amcha, our God and the God of our forefathers, be with the mouths of the agents of your people. It's a prayer for the Chazan. The Chazan is praying on his own behalf, and also on the behalf of everybody around him, so that they really understand how they know how they speak. The tongues may not blunder, nor their articulation be stricken, etc. And that's the goal. The goal is to pray so that people pray better. And so before we begin our Shmona Esrei, we begin with this idea that we need to pray to make sure we get it right. We pray for kavana. The way the Levush formulates it, he says, we pray lefi she'anu mispalin bo sheyiftach Hashem yisparach sfasenu kidei shenuchal lahagid tehilasav bekavana. There's davening, there's just going through the words and just saying everything, and there's also really connecting to the words and making meaning out of them. And so that's really the second perspective. And so the first one of Rusalavetrik is that I need to really make sure that I'm praying for the right things. And this perspective is I need to make sure I'm praying that I have kavana and I just don't blurt out a lot of words without a lot of meaning. The last perspective takes into account the origin and the source for where this pasuk is found. The pasuk is found in Tehillim Perak Nun Aleph. Tehillim Perak Nun Aleph is Lamnatzach Mizmor LeDavid Bevo Elov Nasan Hanavi Kasher Bo El Bas Sheva. It's David HaMelech speaking of his teshuvah process when he comes to grips with what he considers to be the sin that he did with Bathsheba and the wife of Uriah and the whole story in Navi. You could Google that if you'd like to know it, but it's a very controversial story, and David's behavior in that story is somewhat imperfect. And so in this paragraph, he is desperately praying for tshuva. He says a lot of beautiful lines which make it into our slichos, which make it into a variety of different tefillos. He says, Chaneni Elokim kichazdecha kerov rachamecha mechei poshai. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. And so the entire theme of the first 15, 16 psukim of this paragraph revolve around teshuva. And then in Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, Hashem, Svasai Tevtach, Ufi Agiti Lasecha. Open my lips, and my mouth shall send forth its praise. And then it says, Kilo Sachbots Zevach Ve'etena. Ola Lo Sirtza. You don't want a sacrifice. You don't want a karban. There's nothing I can do, because if there was, he says, I would gladly do it. And so this seems to compare the effectiveness of tefillah as opposed to the effectiveness of karban. And so Rabbeinu Yonah jumps on precisely this point. Rabbeinu Yonah explains that David HaMelech intends the following. He says, if somebody does an avera on purpose, it does a transgression purposefully, there is no karban that is created to solve that. Karbanos are usually for things which were done b'shogeg, accidental, of different types. I didn't know what day it was, I made a mistake. That's when you bring a karban. For something which is zadon, something which is purposeful, there is no karban which is available. And so, that being the case, what David HaMelech is saying is as follows. I did something on purpose, and because I did it on purpose, there is really no karban for me, which is why I wish, I hope, that God, you can open my mouth so that you allow me to do teshuva properly, to be able to pray, to connect with you properly, in spite of the fact that a karban won't work. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, the achshav, and nowadays, gam kein she'ein lanu beis hamikdash, we don't have karbanos for anything. And because we don't have karbanos for anything available, so all we have is the replacement of tefillah, neshalma parim sfasenu, the lips are sfasayim, specifically that language, sfasayim, Hashem sfasay tiftach, they replace the ability for us to bring karbanos. So that being the case, Hashem sfasay tiftach, afi agiti lasecha, this is, so to speak, the permission to pray, the effectiveness of prayer. And we want it to be as the karbanos were back in the day. Now it's interesting, the Rashbats on Pirkei Avos, Reb Shimon ben Tzemach Duran, in the 14th century, writes that as a matter of fact, because of this, because tefillah works in a situation, as David HaMelech indicates, where karbanos would not have even worked. Tefillah allows us to connect in a way where even karbanos would not have allowed in a case of zodon, in a case of sin that I did purposefully. He says, and more than that, he says, tefillah, as the actual paragraph in Tehillim explains, belev nishma, with a broken heart, is greater than karbanos, because it gives, it's a karban and it's tefillah, because with a broken heart, we ourselves are sacrificing of ourselves towards that tefillah. He explains, Hari shehatfila gedola mehar karbanos, shehatfila mechaperes al azdonos v'akarbanos en mechaperen ela halashkagos. The potential of tefillah is greater, and that's what we learn from David HaMelech. That's what we learn from this idea that David HaMelech asks that his lips be open, that his tefillah be instead of karbanos, where karbanos are not available. And finally, we have what might be a fourth understanding. Rashi says as follows, Hashem Sosai Tiftachi says, Mecholi V'yihili Pischon Pela Hagatil Asecha. The way he understands David is not just simply, he's saying the way Karbanos work, I want this tefillah to work, even in a place where Karbanos wouldn't even work. He is saying it more starkly. He says, Mecholi, forgive me. We might think that when we come to tefillah, there's a barrier. Who are we to come and speak to God after the day we've had? Who are we, with all of the things that we've done, to come to speak to God? But Hashem Sasai Tiftach, like David HaMelech, one who sinned bezadon, one who sinned purposefully, we can come to tefillah just as he did. Hashem Sasai Tiftach, afi agiti l'asecha. May we be able to inspire ourselves to pray more effectively. Have a great day.